On today's show, can Tesla really ramp up to 20,000 Model 3s a month? Ferrari is reportedly working on an SUV, while Jack Roush is working on a rocket booster powered by a six-cylinder engine. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. It's good to be back with Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Elon Musk finally showed off the first Model 3 to roll off the assembly line. No surprise here, he gets to keep it. Now the company will start ramping up production with the goal of hitting a line rate of 20,000 cars a month by the end of December. Many skeptics in the auto industry question whether Tesla can hit that line speed in just 6 months and maintain quality levels. And Tesla is clearly taking that into consideration. It's only offering a limited number of options and features to keep the build process as simple as possible. But if Tesla can pull that off, the company's future sure looks bright. A new study from Bloomberg New Energy Finance forecasts that electric cars and plug-ins will account for one out of every three cars sold by 2040. It predicts that in just 8 years, electric cars will be as cheap as gasoline vehicles, that electricity consumption from EVs will grow to 1,800 terawatt hours in 2040, up from 6 terawatt hours in 2016, and that the auto industry will need to make the equivalent of 270 gigawatt hours of batteries for EVs, up from just 90 today. The study also says that charging infrastructure will continue to lag behind and will be a drag on sales through the mid-2030s. You know, it's always annoying to spend 5 minutes, sometimes more, circling around a parking lot looking for a space, only to find it's full and you need to look elsewhere. So BMW is partnering with INRIX to make parking less of an ordeal. Owners of the BMW 5 Series sedan can now get what's called on-street parking, the industry's first real-time on-street parking service. It predicts where you can get a parking spot. The on-street parking service is initially available in select U.S. and German cities, with more areas coming throughout 2017. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
3 years ago, Toyota announced its One Toyota initiative to bring its engineering, sales, marketing, financial services, and corporate functions together in one location for more unified operations in North America. And late last week, it saw a major milestone in that initiative with the opening of its new North American headquarters in Plano, Texas. The billion-dollar facility sits on 100 acres and will house up to 4,000 new employees. The new headquarters is part of Toyota's $10 billion investment in the U.S. over the next 5 years, which will also go towards improving its existing manufacturing facilities. You know, it looks like we're headed for blowout sales of new cars in the American market. Automakers have too much inventory on hand. There are 4.1 million vehicles sitting on dealer lots, in rail yards, and in transit. Last year at this time, automakers had 66 days of inventory. Now it's at 77 days. The problem is that sales are slowing down, but assembly lines keep on humming. And that's especially true of passenger cars. For example, the Fiat 500 has 172 days of inventory, the Ford Fiesta has 104, the Buick Regal sits at 214 days, the Hyundai Azera at 151, and the Toyota 86 has 135 days of supply. You know, Ferrari CEO Sergio Marchionne said the brand would never build an electric car and that he would be shot before we'd ever see a Ferrari SUV. Well, he better start wearing a bulletproof vest because Car Magazine reports it can confirm a Ferrari SUV is in the works. Codenamed the F16X, it will be built alongside the next generation GTC4, formerly known as the FF, which means we would see the SUV around 2021. It will also have a gasoline V8 or hybrid powertrain and will cost over 300,000 euros. This is just more proof that the global SUV-CUV craze will not stop anytime soon. Coming up next, a look at how Jack Roush and his company are developing hydrogen-powered six-cylinder engines to help deliver ballistic missiles to space.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Most people know Jack Roush from his involvement in NASCAR, but his company, Roush Industries, is involved in more than just racing. The company developed Waymo's self-driving bubble car and Domino's purpose-built delivery vehicle. And on the most recent Autoline this week, John sat down with Jack Roush for a one-on-one interview, and he talked about how his company is working on a cryogenic fuel system for the U.S. Department of Defense.
They're anxious to reduce the weight of the ballistic missiles that take packages into space. And by having somebody develop a six-cylinder inline internal combustion engine that runs on hydrogen and oxygen, they can reduce their payloads by the system by 400 or 500 pounds and increase the payload by that amount. And so we're involved with building the engine to be able to do that with. When I found out that we were building an engine for going to outer space that had a that had hydrogen as the primary fuel going the air going through, the primary gas going through, and we interjected just enough oxygen to keep it running, it was going to be in a zero space environment. I asked him, the guy that told me about it, I said, where's the plug on that sucker? I'm going to shut it down because my stuff always blows up eventually, and I don't want to make the Saturday Night News.
Did you ever think that you would be working on internal combustion engines in outer space?
I would never imagine. In fact, I couldn't wait to get away from the inline six-cylinder engines to get into V8s. If we were going to go to outer space, I think it should have been a V8. That's
you can watch that entire interview with Jack Roush right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.